Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey. As always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited to be on the air again. It's been a minute, so I am here tonight because we have some exciting news to share with you. I have a special guest tonight, and her name is Robin Fairby. And the wonderful thing about having Ms. Fairby on my show that she's also and a friend. So I wanted to just thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so very much. And if you've been a listener and a follower of the show, we thank you also. So without further ado, I'm going to open the line and get Ms. Fairby on the line. Good evening, Robin. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm so excited. It's Small Business Week, and I am the Small Business Ambassador. You know, I've been given that little title, so I just want to share that with everybody. Yes. And so tonight we're going to talk about small business, what it means to each of us, and share some things with our listening audience. So if you want to phone in and you're listening live right now, it's Thursday night, 8:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 7, 2015. You can call in at 1-347-826-7543. Or if you're online, you can go into the chat room and send us a question. So we're going to get started. And if you're a listener that has not heard about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show has been on the air since about 2007, I believe. So we've been on for a while, and I love radio, and I love what I do. The tricky thing about radio is you never know who's listening to your show. So tonight, Robin, we're just going to talk and get some good information out there for our listening audience. So Robin Fairby is one of my business partners, and she is has an MBA. She works with finance. A lovely lady. We've been working together for quite a while now. And we first started Issues Concerning Women together. But since then, Robin has moved on to some new endeavors. So, Robin, why don't you tell the listening audience about your first business that you ever started since this is Small Business Week, and then we're going to move forward to the present time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the first business I ever started was actually when we started Issues Concerning Women. That was kind of my first real experience into small business, and that business, when you're learning the ropes and what to do and what not to do, and that's how you learn, that's how you move on, that's how you get better. And we started Issues Concerning Women, and our main goal is always to help somebody, to reach out to someone who may need our assistance, whether it's financially, whether it's just motivational, whether someone needs a mentor. And that first business was the time where I actually cut my teeth and put myself out there, which a lot of times small business owners are scared to do, to go out there and just step out. But that's kind of what I did in that first business.
Great. And that's a great a great segue into actually small business itself, because a lot of people want to start a business, but they have that fear of, you know, maybe I won't make it, you know, I might fail. And then some of them on the flip side have that feeling they might succeed. And once they succeed, then they have to keep it up. So it's kind of a two-edged sword when you're talking about small business. But the exciting thing about starting Issues Concerning Women, it also helps us as women to see how we could help other women and provide services for them. So I think when we started that endeavor, our mission was to, you know, create independence for women and to help them. But it actually helped us, don't you think?
Yes, it did. A great deal. Yes, it did. It was very therapeutic. Because the things that you're talking to people about, you actually can minister to you about what's going on in your life and things that you can do to make things a little bit better. So, yeah, I agree with that totally.
Okay, great. So, and for me, the experience that I learned was that no matter how well you think you have it together, there's always something else you can learn, you know.
So, right.
You know, that's what I took from it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a great, great time. And, you know, we're still, you know, moving forward into our next level of entrepreneurship. And when I say entrepreneurship, and for those of you who are listening, there is a difference between owning a small business and being an entrepreneur. And the difference is a small business usually has only one business that they focus on 100% of the time. Now, entrepreneurs tend to have several businesses, some of them running simultaneously together, and then always looking for a new adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And but the thing that you have to remember that you have to be that kind of person that can do that. Everybody can't be an entrepreneur. Do you agree with that?
I agree totally. And even to the point where sometimes you have to step back, and some people may not be suited for small business ownership. Sometimes you have mm-hmm. to really stand back and examine, you know, who you are, your life, and be the best at whatever it is that you do. I mean, you may be an employee. If you're an employee and you do the absolute best, you can shoot up the corporate ladder in no time and still be successful. So I think success takes on different, you know, connotations, depending on who you are and what your goals are. So don't let somebody put you into a box, because small business ownership is awesome, but it's challenging too. So if that's not the fit for you, then that might not work as well as you think it should.
Great. And that's a true statement, because when you're thinking about starting a business, you have to remember that you're not going to have a boss anymore. You're going to be, you're the boss. You're it. So nobody's going to tell you what time to come to work. Nobody's going to tell you what time to go eat lunch. And nobody's going to tell you what time to go home. So you have to be ready to start small business and being an owner of what you just started. And that's why they call it ownership, because now it's you. You know, nobody's going to call you if you,
right.
You know, if you've been sick, you know, you calling into yourself, because now everything has been put on your shoulders. So you really have to know that being a small business owner is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have for today, and from what I've been learning this week in small business, my little small business networking program that I'm in, is that you have to have the mindset to be a small business owner.
Absolutely.
Everybody can't do it. Everybody
Absolutely.
Can't do it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so you have to stop thinking like an employee and start thinking like an owner. You have to take ownership. So,
right.
Robin, can you tell our audience about, you started Issues Concerning Women, and I think it was 2007. Now you've moved
mm-hmm.
on, and
right.
you started another business. So can you tell us about that one?
The next thing I did was actually I started my real estate business, and actually became a real estate agent. And that is, you know, some people think you're a real estate agent, so you work for someone. But in that realm, you still work for yourself, because you have to market mm-hmm. yourself. You have to learn your craft, what it is you do, how you can help people find your niche, so that you can be the best real estate agent and make the type of living that, you know, that you actually want, you dreamed of. And everybody dreams of financial freedom. And that's why many of us, you know, step out and say, okay, well, I'm going to open my own business. I'm going to be an entrepreneur, or whatever it is you have in mind, or that you've had in mind for years. At that point, you know, just stepping out and having had the previous experience, I knew that I had to do a lot of research, a lot of planning. I had to work with other people, because when you become a small business owner or an entrepreneur, the best thing you can do is partner up with persons or groups of people, because you need help. You can't do it all by yourself. So that was my next business. And I learned a lot. And every business you get in, you're going to learn more than you knew the last time, which helps you, you know, become fruitful in the business that you choose.
Great. And that's a great tip, another great tip. So when you're in business, one is not a good number to be in business. You know, you need a team of people to help you, you know.
Yeah.
And you need support from your family and friends and your social circle. You know, you need
Absolutely.
To have people there to help you, because if you're doing it all by yourself, you're going to be in trouble. You're not going to be in business for very long because you're going to get burnt out. I hear so many people talking about how they became stressed out, you know, trying to run their
yeah.
business because they didn't plan correctly. They didn't ask for help. They thought they could do it by themselves. And so, Robin, you gave a great tip there. You know, you can't be in business by yourself.
You absolutely can't do it by yourself. Absolutely not.
It is just unthinkable to be doing it. I always think of, every time I think about that, I think about the person who, you know, they got their desk. Maybe they're going to work from home. They got their desk
mm-hmm.
and their chair and the computer and the pencil and the phone. They got a phone number. They got some business cards.
Right.
And then they're just sitting there, you know,
yeah,
like,
what do
they don't
I do
know
next?
What to do next. Yes,
yeah,
what do I
do
next? You, absolutely.
Right.
So you have to have people in your corner. You have to have mentors and coaches, people that can help you to develop your plan. You know, some people say that they never had a business plan, and that's great for mm-hmm. some people, but
right.
other people really do need a business plan.
They do need one, absolutely. That is like the backbone of who you are as a business owner, because if you don't have a roadmap, I mean, every day you sit down to your desk and then you do what? What's your goal? What are you trying to attain? So that is an all. You have to have that. You need that.
Absolutely. And if you need help doing that, there are plenty of people that can help you. I always tell people, go online, Google it, go to the library, read as much as you can. You cannot ever get enough knowledge when it comes to being a business owner. You have to stay in the forefront of what's going on. You have to get out of your comfort zone, and that's hard for some people. I'll just share a little secret of mine, is that I never, ever liked the computer, not using it. Didn't, you know, I used it for my work, you know, which was fine, but I didn't want to learn anything about it. I just wanted to go in, have my software set up, and let me do what I wanted to do. But
right.
now I find that I have to dig in deep and find out what this technology is all about. I have to step out of my comfort zone. So we said that twice. We said that twice,
yeah.
Robin. You said it when you first started your business, you had to step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And then once we were in business, we got to step out again, because now we need to know how we're going to keep up with, you know, technology, with marketing. And I know that's a hard thing for a lot of people as well. How do you market your business?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you want to speak a little bit about that, Robin?
Yeah, and I was just thinking when you said that you actually have to surrender to your business. You have to surrender to your ideas and your dreams, because that's what's going to propel you forward. You have to think, why did I want to do this in the beginning? And that's going to motivate you every day to have a to-do list of what do I do today, to have that business plan to say, okay, this is what I said I was going to do in month one, week two, you know, what have you. But when it comes to marketing, there are many different ways to market. There's social media, which people use a lot of and can be very, very efficient, especially if you know how to go out there and get followers. We recommend Twitter for your business. LinkedIn is also an awesome social media outlet, and Facebook. But I would do them in that order. And not only that, you have to do some FaceTime. And, you know, Francine and I talk about that a lot. You actually have to talk to people and see people so they understand what you have to offer, you know, whether it's a product or service. They need to see you. They need to talk to you. They need to understand what it is you have. Because a lot of times when you do emails or texts, people don't really get it. You know, but if you talk to them and you build a relationship with that person, then that's more in line with what you're going to have to do. So my first things I would do would be just to do, you know, the social media, do networking, make sure you have a website, have a presence so people know who you are and can find you easily. So those are some of my tips, Francine, as far as marketing yourself, your business.
Okay, great. And you just touched on one of the key things about face-to-face time, you know, and some people have a hard time with going out and meeting people. Again, here we go again. We're stepping out, you know, doing that thing we don't want to do, you know. I'm a talker, I'm a people person, so I don't have a problem with that. But other people do, you know, going to the networking meetings. And what I suggest is, you know, that you pick events that are going to help you in your business. There are hundreds of meetings and networking events and after work this and getting together for that. But if it doesn't have anything to do with you building your business, that's not the place for you to be. So, again, you have to do your research. You have to know. And it's okay to go and check some places out, you know, but once you check them out and they're not for you, then you need to be okay with that. Even if you met a great friend, you still can make connections with that friend by giving them your business card and then following up with them and having that one-on-one meeting that you want to have. And when you're having those one-on-one meetings, please let the other person talk about themselves first. It's nothing, that's my pet peeve. You know, if you call me and you tell me you want to have a meeting and all you do is talk about you and what you're going to do for me, I'm like sitting there going, oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
That's hard to deal with sometimes.
It is. And I know we have great products and great services, and you want to, you know, get the information to me all in this hour that we're spending together over this coffee. But if you just take your time and, like Robin said, build a relationship, I'm going to get to know all about you. And I'm probably going to be more interested in you, you know, once we get to know each other, you know?
Right. Absolutely. You can't rush that. And that's one thing about starting a business. You can't rush the relationships and meeting people and getting to know people, because people have to trust you. And if people don't trust you, they're not going to do business with you. So just make sure you keep that in mind when you are talking to people. You know, find out what they do, how you can help them, and build a relationship, a true relationship.
Absolutely wonderful. So, you know, I hope that you are getting a lot out of this. And if anybody wants to call in, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. My special guest tonight is my business partner, Robin Farabee. She's an awesome woman in business. She's a great friend. She knows her craft, and I am just honored that she agreed to come on the show. She knows all about me and what I do. She knows I'm a mouthpiece, you know? But she still agreed to come and get on the show with me, so I wanted to thank her. And if anybody wants more information, Robin, about how they can get in touch with you after the show, can you give them your email address or how you would like them to contact you?
Sure. You can contact me at rferb@verizon.net. You can also call my office at 757-631-1100. If I'm not there, anybody can help you. And if you want to talk to me, they'll give me the message and I'll give you a call back. But can't wait to talk to you.
Great. Now, so we've talked about a couple of your businesses. And when you think about starting a business, can you give somebody some advice about how they can describe their mission or their purpose? What do they need to do? Because some people aren't sure. You know what I mean? They know they want to do something, but they're not sure.
Right.
How,
they're not sure
what they want to do.
Well, my suggestion would be to sit down and write out what it is that you want to do. I mean, if you don't know what you want to do, write out what you're good at. You know, maybe you're good at dealing with children, or you're good with working with senior citizens, or you love to type, or you love to proofread. I mean, everybody has a gift. It's just finding out what that is. And just sit down and write a few things out on a sheet of paper. And also talk to some of your friends, some people that really know you, and ask them what do they think you're good at. Because a lot of times other people see things in us that we don't see. But that's how I would
talk. Great advice. But I would caution you now, if your friend is Negative Nelly, don't ask her nothing.
Yes, make sure it's a true friend. Like I said,
yes.
Somebody that you can trust.
Don't ask her a thing about what you need to be doing, because she was like, have you, you know, she's not going to give you a good answer. You're going to be like, oh, I guess I can't do that, you know. So,
right. Ask a few people. You know? Maybe ask a few people that you think you can trust. Just to kind of gauge. If more than one person says the same thing, then maybe you should just examine that.
Right.
You know?
Great tip. That is great advice. So I just want to let everybody know that this is Small Business Week, and I have a little bit of information to share with you about Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has a program called WellsFargoWorks.com, and it's a contest, and it's for nonprofit organizations. And they're offering a $25,000 scholarship to the participants who complete all of the requirements. Now, what you need to do is go to Wells Fargo and click on WellsFargoWorks.com for the contest rules and information. And then there will be other prizes as well, like $1,000 gifts to certain individuals. But if you're a nonprofit and you have all your information together, I mean, you can't just be a startup nonprofit and not have all your licenses and everything together. You have to have everything together to benefit from this contest. So go check it out, and please let us know what happened, because you can find me on Facebook under my name, Francine Humphrey, and just friend me and let me know if you applied for the Wells Fargo Works.com contest. And Robin, I think this is an excellent contest. And,
it is. That is awesome.
Great for nonprofits. So if you're a nonprofit and you're listening, please check it out. Now, the deadline is June 30th, 2015. So you got start today, get everything ready, go read the rules, find out what they need from you, and then go ahead and apply. And I wish you all the best in that. I want to, before we go, because we only have like 8 minutes left, so we're going to, and you know, you see 30 minutes goes really quick, you know, when we're
very
doing
quick.
These programs.
Wow.
You know, so I just wanted to ask you, Robin, to share a piece of advice with someone who's starting a business or is already in business, but they just seem to be kind of stuck. Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is you need to find a mentor. You need to find a mentor, or you need to start going to some classes and have somebody either step you through what it is you need to do, and just kind of give you some advice. You need somebody that is already in business who can actually show you, because they can. Most people can look at, professionals can look at your business and what you've done and where you are at this present moment and kind of give you an idea of what you need to do. Maybe you need to backtrack on something you set out to do on your business plan. Maybe you need to do a business plan. So there could be many different challenges that may be affecting your business. So I would say, you know, find a mentor or go take some classes to get more educated on the business or where you are that you don't seem to be able to push through to the next level.
Great advice. It's hard to start a business, and especially if you're not the kind of person that has been around business people all your life. Some people grew up, their parents were entrepreneurs and their grandparents, so they have some knowledge about how it is and how to run a business. But if you've never been exposed to that, then you can have a lot of fear about taking that first step. It used to be a program that came on called Jumpstart or Jump to It. And that meant that they just jumped right in. You know, they were like, okay, I'm going to start this hair school, you know. So they went, they found a building, you know, they started and just jumped right in. But quickly they found out that it takes more than that. It takes planning. Absolutely.
And if somebody is interested in, you know, get more information on classes or mentors, they could also give me a call at my office, and I could try to figure out, you know, what's next as far as a step to get you in the direction.
Okay. That is great. So And we're going to get a number before we go. And the other piece of advice that I would give is act in spite of your fear. Because if you're afraid, you know, you sometimes you won't do anything because you're just so afraid. But you can't be so afraid to the point that you're paralyzed and not do anything, you know. You know, because you're talking about changing your whole life, starting a business. That's what happens when you start a business. Your whole life changes. But you have to be willing and able to be your driver of your life. You have to know this is what I want to do. If I'm going to go out there and I'm going to work those long hours, then I want to be successful. So you have to change your mindset. You have to stop listening to the naysayers and listen to those people who can help you, like mentors and people who have already been in business. So I gave a suggestion on yesterday about mentorship, finding somebody that you can shadow. If you want to start a business and you don't know how, find that person that's doing what you want to do. Would you agree, Robin?
Absolutely. That is the best thing you can do, because you'll be in the trenches and you can see even if you really want to do that business. So that's the best experience you can get.
Yeah, because you may find out that you hate it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is what I thought it was.
No, it's not, because you just all you see is the end result. And sometimes business owners do think that they think about the end result first, which is good. That's not a problem, because that means you have vision and you're visionary and you see all the wonderful things. But what came before that was a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of hard work, you know. So I'm excited for anybody that wants to start their business. So if you want more information, you can give Robin a call or myself. And Robin, give them that number again so they can contact you, your email and your phone number.
Okay. My email is rferb@verizon.net. And you can also reach me at my office, and that number is 757-631-1100.
Okay, great. So I hope that you've gotten some great tips, and we told you a couple of things that you need to keep in mind, that you need to step out of your comfort zone, that you need to have a business plan, and you need to find a mentor, someone who can help you to move from where you are. Can you think of anything else that we might want to share with our audience tonight, Robin, about small business?
I would just say, if you're thinking about starting up a business, then do it. And if you're in business and you're stuck, then do something about that too. So we've given you all the tools. So if you need help, give us a call so we can tell you what to do, show you how to do it, so you can get started to making your dreams come true.
Great. That is awesome advice. And now, Robin, I know that being a businesswoman and a career woman, could you share, because we didn't talk about, we talked about all the things we should do, but can you share a struggle that you've had being a business owner?
One of the struggles is always finding your audience, finding the people that you know you want to help. So that's always a struggle. So at this point, I think the thing to do is just to keep doing what you're doing, keep marketing, keep talking to people. It may seem like it's not working, but that's something that you just have to do over and over again before you see the results. So if anybody gets frustrated, don't get frustrated. It happens to a lot of us. It's not something that just, you know, that happens to you. It's just part of the business. It's part of, you know, being a business owner, an entrepreneur. So just keep plugging away.
Great, great advice. And there was a webinar yesterday, and his name is on it, Warren Buffett, Mr. Buffett, was saying that most entrepreneurs quit when they are right of reaching their greatest success. So don't quit. That's my advice to you. Don't quit.
Right. Don't quit. Hang in there. Absolutely.
Yes, no matter what the naysayers say or how bad it looks, you know, if you have faith and you jumped out there and you stepped out on faith and you've got jump started into your business, believe in yourself. because you are the most important person in your business, and I hope that you have spiritual guidance to help you and mentors and great people around you. And if you need help, please give us a call at 757-631-1100. We'd be more than happy to help you. So, Robin, thank you so much for coming
thank
on the show
you.
With me tonight.
Thank you.
It's been fun, and I know that we were able to help someone tonight and give them some tips, and I look forward to greater endeavors for you and your life and with the business. So I'm so excited, and thanks again for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, and tonight, the Small Business Ambassador was interviewing her great friend, mentor, and partner in crime, Robin Fairby. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Come back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be back to share more information with you. Don't forget to always, always be a blessing to someone else, because if you reach out to help someone, guess what happens? You get blessed too. So God bless you. Take care now, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.